Hey, fantasy fanatics, and welcome to the 4Fs podcast. Lifelong friends Josh and Justin will carry you along this roller coaster season of Monday night comebacks, Sunday dominant performances, and the grueling pressure of not coming last in a league of their closest friends. Now here are your hosts, Josh and Justin.
Thanks, Soup, and welcome Forecast 4F Podcast World. I'm your host, Justin. And on the other line, I got my buddy here, Josh. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Justin? How we doing?
Good, man. We're finally getting back to swinging things. We're about to kick into high gear for these next few weeks and hopefully get into the playoffs.
Yeah, we're gunning close to the playoffs, and I'm playing for not last place. So
it means you're playing for something, you know?
Yeah, well, the nice thing is I'm doing good in my other league, so this league, the one league I really care about, is the one I'm doing terrible in, but I have the other ones for consolation, I guess.
Yeah, you know, everyone has to go through adversity, and I think it's just not your year to you know, be on top again. You just got to be on the bottom for a little bit so you can feel what it's like to be like us and take it back next year.
Yeah, it's just been a tough season for me here this year in this league. It's just been – everything's just not going my way.
Well, like you said before, it's been up and down season for just about anyone. Like, you know, all the running backs, you know, being not doing well, and, you know, Burrow and Chase weren't, like, doing well beginning for John, and a whole bunch of injuries and stuff.
Yep.
And Rodgers made one run out, and then he tore his Achilles.
Yep.
Anyway, man, that's the whole news. Let's get back into this week. Let's start off with the Commissioner's Corner.
All right. Just when I got into the winner's column, I go right back into the loser's column. So, again, can't catch a break. John, you know, I needed, 17 points from Breece Hall. He got me 14 or 13 or something. So, didn't do me any good. So, that's kind of how it is, right? You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, would you rather just get flat out blown out, or is it the couple point loss kind of more like piercing the side to you?
I don't know. The worst loss is when your team does really well and then the team you're playing does even better. So that's true. I think that's the worst.
And you've had quite a few of those.
Yeah, I've had quite a few of those. So
all right, man. All right. But go right to our Fab Reb.
All right.
There's a couple of things this week. Chris Houghton went to Joe Snavely for $5. Charlotte defense went to Wheeling and Dealing for another $5. And I'm surprised I got this one. I got Joshua Dobbs off for $15. I thought we were going to try to be a little higher to elevate a lot of QBs out this week. But I'm, yeah. In hindsight, I probably overpaid a little bit, but I was really expecting either kind of tying for the first place or not getting Josh Dobbs at all. So it's interesting.
Yeah, see, you have an interesting strategy. Grab all the quarterbacks that are sitting on the waivers and try to trade them. But nobody in our league trades anything, so I think you might be stuck with them. So they're just going to be off your just clogging up spots in your bench, brother. You have no positions, and you have a tight end starting in your flex position. You could probably find somebody a lot better than a tight end. But you're playing me this week, so why am I giving you fantasy advice?
I was about to say, keep talking, Josh. Tell me what else I need to do.
But you know what? I like to play you at your full strength so you can beat me full strength, you know? And if I win, that means I can't say, you can't say, I didn't have any good players.
I played two tight ends, Josh. Of course you beat me. No, I definitely do that. Yeah, I made a little bitter about this week. I made the wrong call. Zach Moss was killing on my bench. So I finally play him this week, and of course he gets 2 points, and Madison scores 14. I would have won by like four if I had to play Madison instead of Moss. And then I don't know why I kept Downs from Inny on that team too. He scored like two when they got hurt again, so I just dropped him. So I'm playing kind of on the end of my bench. That's why I kept Njoku. Might try to pick up someone early this weekend. Unless someone wants to trade, because, you know, if you need a quarterback, I'm your guy right now. I got Dobbs and I got Kyle Murray, which I understand why people aren't trading for Murray right now, because they want to see how he does. But, I mean, freaking Josh Dobbs is a good, at least, streamer for a few weeks if you need one.
Yeah, I mean, he did good last week. We'll see if he does good this week.
I'm just looking for.
Would have won me my game last week if I got him.
I'm just looking for wide receiver, running back help, maybe more wide receiver. As I definitely have Williams coming on in a few weeks. But yeah, definitely. I'm open to all offers.
And you have two. And you have two defenses, special team defense, special team. So.
Absolutely, yeah, that's the long game strategy I'm going with right now. I'm gonna try to play streamers for that one.
So let me get this straight. Your bench consists of two quarterbacks you're not going to play because you have Josh Allen. A defense you're not going to play because you can only play one. And a wide receiver who's on bye and Zach Moss.
It's not the greatest strategy, I'll admit. Josh Allen still has a bye week coming up, so I still need a quarterback. So I'll trade one of these and probably keep the other one. Hopefully they do well. Two defenses is hopefully I made the playoffs. I'll have a good defense either way. Because I have Niners who are seem to be loaded on defense right now. And I have Cleveland who can almost get it done every week. Yeah, it's just my bench is terrible otherwise. Moss, I'm probably going to drop him soon. I'm probably pick up someone else for Njoku or I might just drop Moss for that. But that's why I'm looking for some help, man.
Hey. You know what? We'll talk more about our match because we are playing each other this week. So I want to get into that after we get to our week recap.
All right, let's get right into it. Our first matchup is Prestige Worldwide versus Team Dafford. And Team Dafford won, who was kind of on a little pessimistic route last week. He came up and played this week. Let me pull it up. Sorry. So 77-106 for Team Dafford. Interesting game, too. Like, Lamar Jackson had only 11 points. Derrick Henry at 18. He had Tank Dell, who had exploded for 31. Because Houston ran a back-and-forth race with Tampa Bay there. And then got, of course, 14 points from Justin Tucker. On the other side of that, for Eric, he had Herbert, who basically ran the ball. Thank you, Austin Eckler. For 6 points, he had McLaurin with 12 points. Don Kincaid has 16 points for his tight end. That was a good spot there. And he had a Cleveland kicker who had 10 points. So definitely didn't help overall. See, bench-wise, could have played Higgins for 19 points or Dotson. Even Warren had 13 points, which, let's see, it probably wouldn't have made all the difference unless he picked the right guys. But on that, Dafford had to play all of his team because everyone else was on a bye or hurt, so. Definitely wasn't how he needs the people too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Team Dafford takes that one. What's next, Josh?
All right, next we got Super Saiyans, Mr. Zach Tanner versus Chris Whelan and Dealing.
Did Zach Tanner finally lose a game?
No, he did not. Zach keeps his roll on. He just keeps rolling on. He just got a solid week from everybody, led by Dak Prescott with 33 points. And everybody else, minus Swift and his kicker, got double digits. So, you know, great, great showing by his team. You know, he always seems to have the week where his just team does enough to win. And Chris's team didn't do too bad. Chris, actually, I was looking at the bench. Chris had everybody on bye but Gabe Davis. But Gabe Davis decided to have his own bye week and get 0 points too. So Chris started the optimal lineup and still didn't come came up a little short. So, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and I know that very well. So, good job, Zach. Keep up the good work. I don't know if you listen to this podcast, but you should. So, giving you some props.
Well, if he does, he's doing well anyway. So, well,
yep.
All right, game three is CW won't call back, which of course is Alex Bird versus running up that hill, Mr. Joe Snedley. And man, this one. This was a slobber.
Alex did a lot better. Alex did a lot better than he thought he would with his, you know, two backup running backs on his.
Yeah, for sure. But of course, Joe just had, you know, a great week. He had CJ Stroud 1 point. Man, what a game for him!
When a player on your team scores 51 points, it's hard to lose.
Yep. The Miami connections of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who got 20 points total for them. Josh Jacobs had 21, and he had Rashard White at 27. So definitely a lot of help from everyone else. And he had Baltimore defense at 15 points. While Alex, of course, we had his monster duo running backs were by week together. So he had Tua at 13. He had CeeDee Lamb at 28. Amari Cooper at 24, who's, of course, now scoring points at trading away. He did play Cam Akers, who is now out for the season because he tore his Achilles. He had Cole Kmet in his tight end. He got 23 points. And even with the Tennessee defense, he had 1 point. So good week, just not good enough overall. And the benches didn't really play a factor. The only one that really did anything was Deshaun Watson. And he made the right decision to play in CJ Stroud, who had 30 more points than Watson. So good job, Joe. All right, what's our
next game? Rock City Clutch versus Carson City Goobers. Caleb versus Justin Ray.
Ooh, that big so,
yeah, Caleb's team decided to show up, and Justin Ray's team decided to not. I would have beat Justin Ray. I think anybody who played Justin Ray this week would have won. So Caleb got him on his down week. Justin Ray, only players on his team to get him more than 10 points was Najee Harris and his kicker, Matt Gay. So the rest of the team just didn't show up. And then Caleb's team, Hurts, Pittman, Kamara, Jones, Hawkinson, Collins, everybody got him double-digit points, including his defense with 19. So I'd call that a well-rounded butt-whooping.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really say much about it. It was more than double, or I guess not, just under double Ray score. So definitely not good on that part. Not that I want to, but we got to talk about your game, Josh. Dak versus Miami Sharks. For John Sid, we got the win on that one, which honestly could be a difference maker coming down to the last few weeks for last place if you do win a couple of games, because now John's at, what's he at now? He's 3-6. You're, of course, 1-7-1. Your time might play in the factor, but you got to win a couple more games, buddy.
I know. It starts this week, right? You can only come back one game at a time.
Absolutely. Let's see for lineup-wise. He didn't do too bad. He played the right people.
Well, it's because I kind of was forced to play everybody. I guess I should have played Brian. If I played Brian Robinson over Kenneth Walker the third, I would have won.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that call, you know, Saturday night, you know, try to make that. Because he played Baltimore and Brian Robinson were playing. I mean, I 9 times out of 10 would have played Kenneth Walker too.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker's had a good season all year. He's played, you know, he's gotten double-digit fantasy points. The last 2 weeks, I guess he's kind of trailed off, but he's been doing really well for me all season, and the last 2 weeks he decided to fall apart. So,
on the bright side,
we'll see how he does.
If John had played anyone but Deontay Johnson on his bench, you probably could have won either way too.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I was doing okay. Like I said, I needed 16 or 17 points from Breece Hall, and he got me 10.
Yep. So. Yeah, I was on the he was on my game in a minute, but yeah, I was definitely counting on the Monday game for Austin Eckler. You know, if we have Austin Eckler on Monday night, you know, you think you have a good shot of winning.
And of course, that's what I get for trusting the Jets, man. They're just terrible. That game was so hard to watch. The only reason I really watched it is because Trevor Lawrence was on the Manning cast. So,
yeah.
I was watching him more than the game.
All right, man, I'll go ahead and talk about my game until we get this recap over with.
Yeah, let's talk about your game. So both your hosts lost last week. The hosts with the least instead of the host with the most. But Matt's team just comes solid around. Pat Mahomes had a decent bounce back week. I mean, got 19 points. Diggs did good. He started DeMario Douglas, which is a great pickup for him off the waiver wire. Jonathan Taylor shows up, and then Dalton Schultz was a great start, 27. If you started a Houston Texan receiver last week, you're pretty happy because they just went all out on the Bucks. So,
oh yeah, if you ran any kind of route, you were catching touchdown passes.
The Bucks couldn't cover a wet paper bag out there. It was bad. But I watched that game. It was a very entertaining game to watch for sure. And unless you're a Bucks fan, but
you know,
yeah, your team didn't show up. Godwin got 3 points. Moss got you 2. Downs, Sanders, like, so it was just a rough week. Your defense came out and played well, but nobody else did. And then Josh Allen does Josh Allen things. But
yeah, so, like, just defend myself a little bit here. Like, one thing, how does Godwin play? You score 37 points, and Godwin only gets you 3 points. Come on now.
Yeah.
The Moss over Addison, that is 100% my fault. Njoku I picked up because, of course, Laporta was on a bye week. Who got me 12 points, which isn't for picking up a tight end, you know, right out of the blue, which I think. And, of course, once Josh Allen threw that touchdown to Diggs, I was like, oh, that was probably my lone chance of really kind of getting up there. Because whatever Diggs gets, Allen's going to get.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that Schultz got, like, 130 yards with 10 catches and a touchdown. I was really kind of hoping. Tight ends, but nonetheless, you know, I said before, I should have played Madison and, you know, or at least over Downs, who had an injury, but said he's going to play. Played, like, you know, 2 drives or whatever, and then went down again.
Yep.
But nonetheless, so, congrats, Matthew. You got a win out of it.
Yep, Matthew got it.
All right, so that's a recap. Now let's go to one of our favorite segments of Not My Team.
Not my team. Sure. Let's go. I'm going to go favorite team this week. I'm going to go – woof. I was going to pick Caleb, but he's starting Will Levis. When you're getting that desperate, I ain't going to pick you. Let's see. I'll go with my buddy Alex Bird. You can't his two running backs are playing each other this week. It's going to be probably the game of the week with Etienne and McCaffrey. I hope McCaffrey has a worse week than Etienne. But needless to say, I just like what Alex did with his team. Like, he felt like his team was circling the drain, made some big trades. They worked out for him, and look at him now. Still can't believe he traded on Etienne, but –
Yep.
And then my least favorite is gotta be you. With all the smack I was talking earlier, and you're starting a tight end in your flex position, you know you're running on desperate right there. We'll see if that move makes out for you.
I'm not breaking any rules. One thing, games haven't started, so it's not a lot yet. So I still have time to change it.
Yes, but right now, as of the night of this recording on Thursday night, you are starting a tight end, 2 tight ends. So, and one they that's do got the NFL, Josh.
They say 2 ends all the time.
The only way I would start a tight end is if I had Mark Andrews and Travis Kelce as my tight ends. So,
if you have those two, you don't have any running backs on your team and like a backup quarterback.
Yeah. But, you know, Njoku's not a bad thing. He's just boom or bust. Like, he booms or he busts. Like, the last 3 weeks have been good for him, but that's because he had a rookie quarterback. So now they're playing Baltimore, and who knows how that's going to go. Division games are always weird.
And for the record, I'm not holding my league life on the line on David Njoku. I know that. Just a streamer, maybe 2 weeks at best. I thought about if someone needs tight end help to package him with Josh Dobbs or Kyler Murray. You know, it's definitely an around possibility. But again, it's a 2-way street. Gotta have someone to communicate what they want to trade for.
Yeah.
Want to throw in a wide receiver if I get upgrade wide receiver. You know? Please, if you want Zach Moss, be my guest. Yeah. So I'll go right to my teams. For my favorite, I also picked Caleb. I think he's pulled himself together in a couple wins. It's definitely in for the long haul. Just needs to keep catching good weeks, and he'll have a good shot in the playoffs. And then for my least favorite, I went with Justin Ray, Carson City Goobers. Man, you didn't even make 70 points. Kind of got to put you down the list on that one. Yeah. Still love you, Justin, but definitely you're not my favorite team of the week. Whatever that does to you, you know. If it fires you up, great. If it's kind of whatever, all right, I'll take it.
There's not much you can do on, you know, versus a smack talk, right? Your players play, they get the points they get. You're not going to be in there playing them, so.
For sure.
You can give Justin all the bulletin board material he wants, you want, but he can't do anything about it. He's just got to make sure he plays the right players.
We all make sure we play the right players. He's got to matter make sure he keeps up with the lineups and whatnot. Keep, keep his ears open for things that are going on.
Yep.
All right, and let's go right into our power rankings. How about I'll do the first four if you want to do the next four and so on?
Yep.
All right, so I got, of course, obviously, Defalto, number one is Super Saiyans. Then we got number two at CW Won't Call Back. I put Joe Sandley running up the hill at number three. And then we got Whelan and Dylan, Chris Whelan, at number four.
Wow. You have Caleb all the way down at five. I think he probably should be up at, like, three or four. Or three, two maybe, because he's in second place. But Caleb at five. Prestige Worldwide at six. Even though he's in 11th place, you got him up at six. That's just shown sign of respect for our buddy Eric. Team Dafford at seven, and then Mega Miller's team at eight.
And of course, we have Garth City Goobers, Justin Ray, number nine. John.
After scoring 68 points.
Hey, I wanted to put him lower, but I was like, no, it's a bad week, but it's not like all season.
Yeah.
I put John Stanley, Miami Sharks at number 10. And then I have us at number 11 and 12, respectively, Great Valley Broncos and Mac Attack. Now, mind you, that these are power rankings. These are, like, situational, like, per week and, you know, our unbiased opinion, not necessarily by the actual standings of the league.
Mm-hmm.
But so, you said you would move Caleb up a couple spots. Any other disagreements with our power rankings?
Or just I may move Prestige Worldwide down a spot or two just because he is 3 and 6. And then sitting in 11th place. But other than that.
Who would you put him under? Like under Matthew?
Probably under Matthew, yeah.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah, I kind of just kind of. I usually go by like how people did in the matchups. And then I kind of. Not fully based on that, but kind of filtered in with that.
I got it.
Of course, if anyone in the league has any opinion on it and disputes, feel free to jump on or leave us a message.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us a call. Hop on the pod. We love to have guests. So we haven't had any guests this season. Let's get some on here.
I have
Alex. You have an open invitation to come on the podcast as much as you want. So
I think next, if we get a good time next week and we get like a solid like time and day till you start recording instead of kind of on the wing that we've been doing, I'll just send the invite to our group chat and see if anyone takes a bait.
Yeah, there you go.
So be on the lookout, guys. You'll see an invite, and you might not know. All right, let's talk about a little dynasty real quick.
Whoop, whoop. I'm actually doing good in this league, so I can talk about this one.
Sure. What do you want to say, Josh? Anything
you
good?
You suck. I beat you.
At least you got to win somewhere.
I got to win somewhere. Hey, I'm sitting in, what, third place in this league? So right where I want to be.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at the standings earlier today, and you know, it's competitive, which is great. You know, a lot of people are tied, which is good. You know, for a league, because you know makes you know that run to the end much quicker. You know, Sean was first like 2-3 weeks ago, and now he sits, and he lost a couple games.
Chris Wheel is sitting at the top. You know, he was kind of down, and now he jumped right way up, and
he's won four in a row. So that's even be number one. Let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams, 5 and 4. And then Matthew and Eric are 4 and 5. And then Ray and John are 3-6. Like, things can happen.
Yeah, and Alex, John's team name, you wanted him to explain it, but I will. It's When the F Did We Get Ice Cream? It's from the movie The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville. Hilarious movie. Go ahead and watch it. You would not be disappointed. So, When the F Did We Get Ice Cream is what that stands for. WTFDWGIC.
That was a great improv moment in the movie.
Yeah.
And you can tell it was improv because Johnny Knoxville almost loses it when he hears it.
Oh, man. That movie has so many quotable lines. I think I may go watch it again if I can find it any streaming channel.
Awesome. So I wanted to get your opinion on something real quick.
All right.
Pull up the schedule for this week.
The schedule for our games. In Dynasty or in the regular?
In Yahoo. Our regular league. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think will be the game of the week?
What do I think the game of the week? So that's going to be our game. It's the host versus the host.
Are you just going to go straight out with us?
The host. That or the next one I think that may be competitive is what? Caleb versus Matthew? Eric versus Alex. That might be a good one.
Yeah, I also think Chris Whelan and Bradford are, I think it'll be like underrated.
I think it's fifth and sixth place. That could be the last place of the playoff spot. But Bradford's team right now is only projected to get 80 points. So
yeah, I'm definitely going around. But Chris has DJ Moore and Chicago defense playing right now. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah. DJ Moore has one catch from Bilbo Baggins.
That's one more than he had last week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, I think, all we got for tonight. Unless you got anything, Josh?
No, I'm good. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you listening. Like I said, if you want to be on the pod, hit us up. We'll get you on here. Alex, love you, man. Shout out. I'll be up in Jacksonville in a week or in a week and a half for the Titans game. So if you're going out there, let me know. Hit me up. Maybe we'll meet up before the game.
Awesome. Thanks for everyone listening. Catch you all. Be safe for the holidays. We'll keep the pod going for the week as much as we can, but obviously schedules are going to be kind of loopy.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes, but we should be able to get together at least one more week and get this pod again going next week. So
for sure.
Stay safe, everybody. We'll catch you guys next week. Good luck this weekend.
Have a good night.